If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Well, basically what they're saying on this this little study is that, you know, you might be looking for Mr. or Mrs. Right in your life, someone who, you know, kind of just is someone who you can connect with. And if you do have that person, typically everything about you is more than likely polar opposite.
So, yeah, absolutely.
You know, so your wife gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
5 or 5:30.
But this is voluntary.
Yes.
And she gets all her stuff done very early, which I admire.
And it's, but I will get out of bed at 8. I've been to Target. I have been to the grocery store. I have done laundry. The dishes are clean. I painted half the house. The dog's been groomed. And I'm like, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. She's like, yeah, I get the set.
Yeah, but she'll fall asleep earlier than you, and you'll stay up late.
Absolutely.
So, like, even
guaranteed.
Even just, like, the sleep end of it could be different.
Well, even like Joe's saying, with movies. She likes movies that make her cry. She wants to really attach to a character you can identify with. And then watch them slowly die through the knowing.
You just want to see some guy get shot.
I want to see a brother get his head blown off with a gun and hopefully you said a cool one-liner. I keep it.
Yeah.
You know, but we can agree on certain things like Deadpool, right? Because it's so ridiculous and so funny. But I don't care about his love life where she does.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, he's going to be sad because his girlfriend, like, don't care. I want him to stab somebody.
So, believe it or not, 40% of people in relationship that is active. And they're happy. Say that their partner is not their type at all on paper.
No.
So if you look at it, you're going to check boxes off. They don't even come close. 92% say there's at least one key personality trait they don't line up on at all.
That's what I wonder about, like, online dating, all right? I have nothing against it, but the idea is you put down what your interests are, blah, blah, blah. If I had done that and my wife had read whatever I would have put up there, we would never have spoken, nor would I have reached out to her. She's, these are my favorite movies. These are my favorite bands. This is my favorite food. There's zero chance, zero chance that we would have reached out to each other.
But 60% of people do say that they believe in the fact that opposites do attract, and it kind of helps to have a partner who's different from you.
Well, she has hair.
Here are some things that
she doesn't have a beard.
Don't have in common. So these are the most common things that couples
that you don't have in common.
Don't have in common, all right? One loves spicy food. The other just can't handle the heat. So when it comes to cooking, the spice is added on at the end of the meal in the form of hot sauce, hot pepper flakes.
If I'm making dinner, she's like, look, I know what you're going to do to whatever dish you're making. Can you make ours first and then finish with yours? And I go, that is fair. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm always going to add something that she wants no part of.
Yeah. And Ted, you don't really like spicy food as much.
Correct.
Okay. One loves to go and party. Going to big parties, going to social events. The other would rather just stay home and kind of chill out.
We go back. It depends what the situation. Look, I would much rather go to the bar, throw down, and get absolutely torn up. That's not really her speed. So, but we have found a very happy medium, kind of the, let's go grab a couple of drinks after work. I'm not getting hammered. She gets a couple of drinks. We're good.
Okay. One's tidy. The other one's a slob. So one person is a neat freak. The other person is a slob.
I run into that one a lot. Yeah. I remember one girl, she was like, do you mind if I tidy up? And I was like, I don't care. Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
Like, what can I do to help? She was like, it's driving me insane. Thought of like, yeah, so you don't want me to help? You just want to clean up? She was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, have at it, dude.
Please.
That's like music to my ears.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Absolutely, you can do that.
You want me to leave? I can go over to, Belton. Like, I'll go over to Buckley's and waste 2 hours. Have at it.
One's a chatterbox. The other one's kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Some things that couples don't have in common. One likes to wake up slowly. Other one jumps out of bed, ready to rock, ready to go.
That is her, not me.
When I get out of bed, I'm ready to go.
When I get out of
but
bed,
I'll
I'm
stay
ready
in there
to
as
go.
Long as I can.
So, but I've been awake for a hot minute. I'm just in bed.
One is open about their feelings. The other one tends to keep things a little bit more bottled up and not try to cause any conflict.
I never have to ask her what's wrong. She will tell me.
That's fact.
I just, you know, count on that.
At least I'm up to speed.
You know what? If nothing else, yes. I know where you are emotionally.
They get more common as we go up this list. So number four, one's an early bird, the other's a night owl.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the commonality of things that you don't have in common. So these are the ones that really hit the top. One is a planner. The other likes to go with the flow. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really mind.
My wife is definitively the planet. And so we've worked it out like this. I'm like, look, I know how you are, and you know how I am, and we accept this about each other. All I ask is, do not give me the itinerary like months out. Just tell me pretty much day of. Like when I get up in the morning, just say, hey, we've got this today. And I can roll with that. God, I'm fine with that.
My ex-wife used to plan every, if we were to go to Mexico, and where did we go last time we went? I can't remember even where we went. Oh, Puerto Vallarta. So they have a dump, they have a couple different things you can do. There's a pirate ship that you can go out on. Cheesy as hell. People are just getting drunk. It's not really a pirate ship, but they just go up and down the beach. There is a kind of like a Teatro Zanzani dinner, acrobat, you know, spit and fire kind of thing that they do out in the jungle. That's when you get eaten alive. We had that booked. Okay, so it got to the
point. My wife's not that bad, thank God.
Oh, it got to the point where day four, I was like, look, you have snorkeling excursions. I'm like, man, I just want to sit by the pool or go to the beach for one day with this book and not do anything. We can figure out anything you might want to do, but we already haven't bought a ticket to go, and we don't have to be anywhere at a certain time. Just give me one of those days on vacation where, like, you're not the ship's cruise director. Can we just enjoy the day, walk around town, see things? You know, instead of just like everything like
that would drive me crazy.
Oh my God,
that I can't.
It used to drive me absolutely nuts.
Because that's not a vacation to me. I'm like, look, man,
I've dealt with it before too, and it's like, well, what about this? What about that? And finally, I decided to go. Look, what is it we have missed? Well, nothing. Okay,
all right.
Yeah, you're right. I don't have the car figured out from here to there.
Sure,
we know 10 people in this area. It'll be fine.
Right.
Worst case scenario, I'll suck it up and buy the goddamn Uber. Yeah. Like, just don't ask me again.
My suggestion is like one of these nights. There's a seafood restaurant, and I looked at it, and they have grilled lobster.
Yeah.
I just want to go there one night and get one of those lobsters.
It's that easy.
That's all I want. I mean, we'll go anywhere else you want to eat.
Especially on vacation.
I don't care. I'm more interested in the food. I know that sounds crazy, but it's like, look, man, I'm on vacation. I want to eat. I want to lay around. I'll do things. I mean, I don't mind walking, exercising, going and check stuff out. I just don't want to sit there and watch people spin fire. You know, while I eat, like, off of a buffet line.
My thing is, though, when it's stuff like that, like, would it really bother you if I don't go? Like, if you really want to see this.
But you're on vacation.
I want you to see that. Because, see, like, if I wanted to go to a football game and you didn't want to go, I wouldn't care. So, is it that kind of thing, or is it really important to you that I sit through this ridiculous ass, like you said, that I just want to eat my meal, not have someone juggle.
Right. I know there's nothing tonight in Vegas, but I'm not going to this cabaret. I don't want to go to this. Like, dude, you just found something to find something.
I just did it 2 weeks ago with a couple of my cousins, right? I forget the name of it. There's this famous brewery in Massachusetts. There's like three of them.
All right.
But they do not sell their beer at bars and restaurants.
So you have to go.
You got to go. But in the summertime, the one in Sandwich gets so packed. You got to like get tickets. You're only allowed to stay for like 2 hours, this and that. So everybody's like, oh, we got to get tickets for that. I said, I don't want to go. I want to go to Seafood Sam's and get my seafood on a tray and just walk up to the bar and order a beer.
Miller Lite's fine.
It's the same goddamn view.
Miller Lite's fine.
Yeah. I said, it's the same view. Why have I got to wait in line?
Yeah.
We can sit at Seafood Sam's for a while. They got tartar sauce there. As much as you want.
Look at that.
Yeah.
The second one that most people have in common as far as being uncommon is one's a saver, the other is a spender. And then the number one thing that people do not agree on as far as opposites attract. One person is always, always cold. The other person always runs hot.
We don't have that so much in my parents, definitely. My mother's always cold. My father's always hot. And I mean, every day that I can remember when I lived with them, that was an issue at some point.
It only matters twice in my life. Sleeping and going to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Should I bring a jacket? Yes.
Yes.
It's 95 degrees. Yes.
And then air conditioning.
You know why? Because we're going to be sitting at the one table where you're going to want to move tables. Because for some reason, the vent is blowing down on you.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, that's where you're going to sit. You realize there's one seat. There's 60 seats in this restaurant. You are going to get the seat that has a vent blowing down or up your feet or something like that. It never fails. Never fail.
And then you're going to complain.
And then you're going to say, could we sit somewhere else? And she's going to say, ma'am, we are absolutely booked. Where can I put you? And then guess what? Now we switch seats. And I sit over there. I'm like, I don't even feel the air.
All right.
Where is it even coming from? I don't even know what you're talking about.
The best one I had, this was years ago. People changed it. You really going to wear that wristband to dinner? And I said, you got it for me. It matches my shirt.
Yeah.
Can't believe you're going to wear it.
What?
Okay, I thought I was being nice here. I thought I was trying to use the gift.
Uh-huh.
That was a style. We were wearing wristbands.